The majority of Williams' remarks came in the form of a nearly 30-minute video. It checked off public safety initiatives implemented during his tenure, like the Real-Time Crime Center, along with accomplishments such as graduating the most diverse police academy class in city history. Afterwards, Williams said he hopes his successor will continue at least two policing initiatives, Operation Disrupt and an anti-gang unit.
If you don't have these two, which are working very well now, you can have a disruption and your crime will start to rise again. And when that starts to happen, it's hard to get a handle on it.
University of Delaware PhD candidate Daryl Chambers is one of 12 members of Mike Prezicki's policing transition team. He sees the new administration seeking to build on aspects of Williams' approach.
And I think that the mayor of Williams administration has actually tried to be more proactive. And let's look at stuff before it happens. So before it becomes a law enforcement issue, because we know we can't lock our way up out of this.
One such preventative initiative he pointed to, crime prevention through community design, which involves things like more street lighting. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.